I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kevin Colbert yesterday on the South Side talking about Le'Veon Bell. He will not be back. They'll let him walk in free agency. Talking about Antonio Brown. They're going to try and get the best possible deal for him. We'll dig into that in a couple of moments as well.
I told Jimmy messed up. He should have said, hey, Kev, what's going on with Teddy Bluger? Why can't he get a game?
And that would have been his longest answer of the whole press conference.
Right?
But he did come out unusually strong in really defending his franchise quarterback. Was asked, really though, Kevin, does Ben talk too much?
Ben's the unquestioned leader of this group. As I said, he's the elder statesman and the Super Bowl winner. If our players were smart, they'd listen to him because he's been there.
He is the unquestioned leader of this team.
He's done it. He can tell them, no, guys, what you're doing is or is not good enough to do this. And I honestly believe that can be a burden on him more often than he may like to admit.
And not only can he come after the players, he can say whatever he wants to anybody in this building.
He's got 52 kids under him, quite honestly. And I want them to step up and say, hey, Ben, what do I got to do? Can I do this better? What do we have to do to win a Super Bowl? I think that once you win it, you got 53 guys that can say, hey, what it took. Right now, he's the only one, so I have no problem with him. He can call me out, and that's fine.
I got some news for you. Tuesdays at 11 o'clock ain't going anywhere.
Still
going
to be our favorite time
Ben
of the week.
Ben Roethlisberger's radio show ain't going anywhere. That's for sure. You can complain about it if you're Maurice Jones-Drew, if you're Ryan Clark, if you're whomever, on any national whatever you want to do. Tune right here to 93.7 The Fan at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays, because you know what this kind of feels like to me? That maybe even Ben is, and this is where, on all the craziness with Antonio Brown and all he's done the past couple months, maybe he was right in a way. Maybe Ben does have one foot in the players' room and one foot in the ownership and management room. Maybe Ben is the conduit, because here's the other thing too. Kevin Colbert is the rare general manager that we don't ever hear from during the season, right? You hear from Jim Rutherford, you hear from Neil Huntington, you hear from all the general managers, even around the NFL, they talk during season. Once it breaks up, Jim, I'm right about this, right? St. Vincent, he's done, he shuts it down. Maybe, just maybe, that's the way the general manager and some other people get their message through to the media, is through their most senior player. Is Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm not going to sit up here week in and week out and respond to things that Ben says on his radio show.
Maybe Ben's a conduit for Kevin Colbert in some ways.
It's entirely possible. And again, what do we say all the time? Who's the most powerful guy in that building not named Rooney?
It's Ben Roethlisberger.
Absolutely.
And that was confirmed by a guy yesterday that is the general manager.
Yes.
He pretty much said, Ben is more powerful than me with the players.
Well, and let's be honest. Everything we've seen over the last 2 years, look at all of it. Spread it all out on this giant table we have here between all the four of us in this room. And what is the least of Kevin Colbert's worries? It's what Ben Roethlisberger says to the media.
I agree with you. Maybe other players might have a problem with it, but
Kevin Colbert doesn't care.
Absolutely zero. And isn't that when other players had a problem with it, right? Or you heard rumblings like AB had a problem with it. Isn't that what you were waiting to hear from either Mr. Rooney, from Mike Tomlin? And Mike Tomlin has even said, I'm not going to talk about Ben's radio show. But weren't you waiting to hear from Kevin Colbert, in that realm at least? I wonder what they think about what Ben says. Well, the only bigger fan is Ron Cook than Kevin Colbert of this radio show. So it ain't going anywhere. And I think it's a way that they see it's a vehicle to kind of keep people in line.
And you can have as many criticisms as you want of the way he played on the field at times this year, whether it be the turnovers, whatever it may have been. Kevin Colbert doesn't care what he does off the field in the media at this point. I mean, that's what he said yesterday, Kevin Colbert, was, yeah, keep it coming, Ben. Please, keep calling people out.
I just want to hear Ben during week three go, you know, if Kevin Colbert could evaluate players a little bit better.
Kevin said he's allowed.
He's okay
he could
with
call
it.
Me
yeah.
out.
I'd love to hear that.
Is but, it too much power for Ben, though? Is yeah. giving here, Ben a kind of a sounding board? Well, too look, much power? See, I think it's because it only came after the accomplishments that it's okay.
This is just a semi-educated guess, and actually what Antonio Brown, the way he's reacted here, gives a little insight into this. Ben always blames himself. And yet, I think the other players believe that Ben just says that and doesn't really blame himself as much as he tells everybody else he does.
Ben blames himself when it's easy to blame himself. I'll be real honest.
He'll also blame himself
whenever everybody in the world saw that Frenchie fumbled in Denver. Ben says, "Put it on me." Well, no. Well, like we know,
but the Denver situation is the one. Is that where you're getting to? Because that's the one where that's an easy one to step and say, "I screwed up."
Correct, because everybody knows you didn't.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
No. Jim's talking about this year's Denver.
Oh, this year's Denver situation? I'm talking about the playoff game.
Where he called AB out. And instead of doing that, you know, but then there's also the school, and I think Ron's talked about this, is that and I'd like to believe that anybody, whether it's a coach, whether it's Ben, wouldn't say anything publicly unless he has already said something privately to that person. If you're critical of somebody, then be a man about it and do it face to face instead of doing it through the media. And I'm pretty sure he does that.
It worked in one case this year. James Washington was doing nothing this year, and Ben got into him a little bit. James Washington's game shaped up, did it not? I mean, Kevin Colbert basically came out yesterday and said, "I don't care what any talking head wants to say on a talk show anywhere. This guy is still the center of our franchise and still runs the show." And anybody that has a problem with it, fine. We'll trade you.
It also worked in so much as taking some of the heat off of James Conner. Because what it did was, okay, I wonder how everybody feels about it. It was an over-the-top applause of James Conner before he carried the football even once. It was, wow. And you don't know if Ben really, truly meant that or not. But you remember even back, Jim, to training camp and even mini camp and things. Ben Roethlisberger was talking about how great a shape James Conner is, how much he liked him, how they're not going to miss a beat. And it almost made it feel like, hey, don't panic, Steeler fans.
Right.
And again, I do think there are times where maybe, and it was kind of the curtain was pulled back a little bit yesterday, maybe Ben does act as that go-between more so than
we
think.
Conduit from the GM's office to the media for a
favorite
guy, like
time
you said,
of the week. I can't wait till like September 4th or whatever, that first Tuesday.
He's got carte blanche now. He can come out guns a-blazing.
Oh, my God.
You know, I guess this old Cowboys got a little bit left in him.
Yes, the six-shooter is loaded. Kevin Colbert, how'd that meeting down in Florida go with AB?
He was great in the conversations. It was a mutual respect, a conversation, again, first he and Art, and then the rest of us, and he understands the significance. I think that he also believes that there will be demand, and hopefully for the situation, there's a demand that can satisfy everybody. But again, we made no, there was no second guessing on, you know, we're only going to do this if it benefits us.
Right, but you're not going to not trade him, right?
Are we going to make a trade or any type of move that will not be beneficial to the Pittsburgh Steelers organization.
Window dressing. And I love Kevin, but that's what he has to say
right
now to appease the fans and to also not let the rest of the NFL think that he's really over a barrel when he is. And to not let people think that Antonio Brown is in charge of all this. If it gets down to the 11th hour and the best they have on the table is the Mr. Irrelevant pick, the Steelers got
to
take
it. They'll have to take it.
They have to take it.
Because they can't go into the 2019 season with Antonio Brown coming back to Pittsburgh.
What he said was we're not going to make a trade unless it's beneficial to the Pittsburgh Steelers. What's first and foremost beneficial above all to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Is AB out.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. But so he has to say what he said yesterday in that regard. But it's not necessarily fully true.
All these factors that shape the Antonio Brown trade market and the perceptions of it are, there's 16 different angles to this thing. There's Kevin Colbert saying, well, we're not going to trade him unless it's a beneficial deal.
Uh-huh.
But then there's the knowledge that the entire world has that they've come to an agreement that they're going to trade him and that they need to be rid of him.
Can I knock one out of the park for you?
Go ahead.
In this regard.
It's up on the tee.
Right. The dumbest thing that Pittsburgh Steelers fans say is trading AB sets a precedent for other players who want to act crazy and then get traded out of Pittsburgh. And here's why it doesn't. Here's why that notion is flawed and why it's the dumbest thing Steelers fans say. Is because very few have the talent of Antonio Brown. Thus, if they would act similarly, other teams wouldn't want to make a trade for them. Antonio Brown is that rare bird that is so good that other teams will still take him in, even if he has his mustache colored yellow, even if he drives 100 miles an hour down McKnight Road, even if he, you know, throws furniture off a balcony. This notion from Steeler fans that, to me, is just so ridiculous. Well, this sets this precedent that if you act crazy, what you're going to do is you're going to get your way. The Steelers are going to trade you. Okay, let's let some linebacker that is second team guy or some guy not akin to John Bostic or whatever act crazy. You know what's going to happen? The rest of the league's going to go, that dude's crazy and he's not good enough. I'm not trading for him.
And find me someone who's as big a lunatic out of the 53 they got right now as Antonio Brown.
Right. So it has to have that perfect marriage of talent and craziness. And they're just not going to – teams aren't going to want to trade for that. So it sets no precedent. This is an outlier singular case. And you can bring in LeGarrette Blount if you want, but that guy walked off the field. Every single team in the league was going to get rid of him. And the other thing is, too, he went through a lot of teams that could have claimed him on waivers.
Yes.
That just didn't. So
weren't interested.
It just sets no precedent.
Well, but the angles to this thing. I mean, the fact that everybody is telling the national media – well, this is really Ben's fault, you know. This is all Ben's fault. Well, if that's the case, then there should be teams lining up around the corner to trade for Antonio Brown. Why is it only a fourth or fifth round pick that some people are, and why are there all of a sudden other personnel directors who are saying, no, I'm not rolling the dice on Antonio Brown. Come on. You're just as willing to talk about it as any other team that'd be willing to talk about acquiring a number one wide receiver. Because you're willing to take the crazy, and you know it's the AB crazy that's going to come with the AB talent, but you're willing to take it.
That's going to be my favorite part of the future and in the near future is AB slowly burning into a full on meltdown in his new place. In some ways, it's surprising people that it happens. Not here in Pittsburgh, but in that new town. Like, oh, I thought all he needed to be was out of Pittsburgh, and he was going to be a different cat. No.
First ball thrown behind him.
Right.
First time he's wide open and they don't get it to him.
Right.
Let me know how Sam Darnold deals with that or Josh
Jimmy
Rosen.
Jimmy G or whoever. Right.
That's not going to go
Or Drew
well.
Brees.
Yeah.
You know?
Because he'll put up with it. We talked about the future of Antonio Brown. There will be a meltdown wherever he goes, undoubtedly. The other part of yesterday's discussion that Kevin Colbert brought to the table as far as guys who will not be Pittsburgh Steelers was in relation to Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon is still a great player, but we can't afford to use any type of tag with the other needs that we have.
We're not going to spend $14.5 million on that guy sitting at home.
Here comes
not
that hot take, that recycled hot take.
What
I'm
do you got?
I'm going to give it to you again.
Bring it.
He is done as a football player for the most part. Bum, out of shape, not going to ever be back to what he was, anywhere near what he was. Le'Veon Bell got a taste of the other side, sitting around, cranking, you know, burning blunts, drinking, hanging out with his boys, playing video games. He's going to go. He's going to play a couple weeks. He may get a small injury. He may kind of fall out of shape a little bit. He's just not going to have the drive. He's not going to have the dedication. He'll get a decent amount of money. I don't think he'll get the money that he really thinks he's going to get.
You don't play for a year, you crush your market.
Yeah, but he's going to, and there's going to be excitement with his new team, whoever he signs with, right? They're going to be excited, and the fan base is going to be excited. He's going to be a great big dud. Now, this has at Old Takes Exposed all written all over it, and go ahead if you want. I really feel this way. Like, this guy hasn't played. Think back to all you've done since the Jacksonville playoff game. He hasn't competed in an athletic endeavor since then. And the other thing is, AB, right? AB is certified lunatic. But we see on social media every day him crushing it, staying
working
in
out,
shape,
yeah.
working out, doing all. When the last time we've seen Le'Veon Bell in an athletic endeavor was at LA Fitness hooping.
Yeah. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if he isn't the same guy, I also wouldn't be. There's still flashes of it in there. You know what I mean? It's not going to be the 2,000 yard all-purpose yardage kind of seasons he had in the past. I don't see that ever happening again. I don't know if he completely flames out and is a total dud.
He'll be an average back. I'm making that call, and come at me, because I don't care. I think he'll be average, average, average.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.